trap out here and extend it out to the three-quarter court.
So ball's turned over. It's picked up by Flip and pushed ahead. Turned right back over to Parker Husky. And Husky is fouled. She's fouled by Ella Alexander. Be her first foul. Team's first of the ball game. 30 seconds into the ball game, no score. Two quick turnovers.
It looks like a point of emphasis for the Lady Bombers to sprint back on defense. It looks like Flippin's going to want to run the ball against us.
Yeah, that's one thing Coach Leonard emphasized in the walkthrough today is they're pretty fast. You know, they got really fast guards. They're not the biggest team in the world as Rucker loads up the three. It's missed. Offensive rebound, Norcross. And looked like a tie-up, but they didn't call it. But now it's picked up by Flippin.
You know, this is one of the teams where we will have a height advantage. Rebounding should be in favor of the Lady Bombers. We can't pull it down, though.
Three-pointer on the way. That was Rackley is missed, and it's picked up by Waymire. You know, that was the big thing that Harrison was able to come back on was, you know, their big post kid from Harrison was just able to take over and do what she wanted to.
Right.
So Husky now met by a double team. Back to Mullen. Mullen tried to get it to Waymire. Went over her head. Pushed ahead to Alexander. Tipped away, picked up by Mullen. A lot of turnovers early on and a whistle, and a timeout is called early by Coach Leonard, and we'll take one with him. 30-second timeout coming up here. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Back here in the hangar, Coach Leonard wanted to get the dogs under control. Takes his first time out. Husky across the timeline, pushing hard. Norcross on the left wing. Back to Husky. Parker's got it now. Screen from Norcross. Now to the top of the key. To the right side, Waymire to Rucker. Rucker's going to dribble. Puts it on the deck. Between the circles now. A lot of contact. Husky on the left wing. Calling for the handoff. Fakes the handoff. Driving to the rim with the right hand. It's good.
Good take there by Parker Husky. Kind of baiting him in, thinking she's going to pass it to the top of the key. Nice little spin move there and goes.
And it's a turnover immediately. Waymire picks it up. Ahead to Husky. Husky's going to settle the offense. Picks up her dribble to Norcross. Norcross to the left wing. Rucker. Handoff to Mullen. Screen from Rucker. Up top to Norcross. Inside to Rucker. Rucker catches on the right block, kicks it out. Parker Husky for three. Got it!
You know, Parker, when she gets her feet set, she is a great three-point shooter. Great job by Amelia kicking it out there.
And we have a whistle, and a timeout is called. Coach Greenhall wants to talk to his girls. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Back here in the hangar, forgot to mention the tip-off, sponsored by Shelter Insurance agent Scott Tabor. Give him a call, 870-425-4488. Flippin pushes across the timeline. Bounce down to Alexander. Alexander going to work. Out the hook shot with the right hand is missed. Picked up by Waymire. Pushed ahead to Mullen. Mullen running ahead. No changes lineup-wise for Mountain Home. Same five that they had. Mullen kind of looks like a double team. They're kind of showing out of it to Waymire. To the left corner, three, Amelia Rucker. Bounced off the top of the rim, knocked away by Waymire. It's picked up by Flippin. 5:15 left in this first quarter of action here. Lady Bombers lead 5-0.
You got to like the energy the Lady Bombers have come out with to start the game.
Absolutely. Hook shot is missed by Flippin, picked up by Waymire. Parker Husky pushing across the half-court stripe. They're kind of showing a double team, it looks like. Waymire from the free throw line. Jumper's good.
That's the soft spot. That's how you beat this 1-2-2. When they extend it out, you hit that free throw line extended. If Lauren can hit that shot, it's going to be a long night for the Lady Bobcats.
And we have a whistle and a foul about 80 feet from the rim. Amelia Rucker's going to pick up the foul. It'll be her first foul, team's first. As we have a sub into the game, it's Cheyenne Merkel, the 5'3 junior.
You know, these tournaments like this, you're kind of – everything's off. You don't have your regular routine, and it's always good to come out with a lot of energy. Lady Bombers are doing that.
And it's, you know, the first real tournament that the Lady Bombers and Bombers will play in. As it's sent to the corner, three-pointer by Wire is off, rebounded by Waymeyer. Waymeyer gives it off to Cameron Mullen. 4:30 left in the first period of action here. Mullen pulls up from the right elbow, is missed, rebounded by Waymeyer. Waymeyer puts it back in.
There's that height advantage coming in for the Lady Bombers. Lauren just went in and got that ball. If she's aggressive tonight, she should have a big night.
9-0 our score, Lady Bombers lead. That's Greenhawk yelling in instructions for his Lady Bobcats. Merkel guarded by Mullen. Merkel driving to the rim. It's knocked away, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touched by Mullen. As two new Lady Bombers will check in, Kate Jackson and Emma Wilbur will step in.
You know, the Lady Bombers preach a strong man defense, and that's something you're going to see from the Lady Bombers all night. It's going to be up in your face, man-to-man defense with help on the backside. Good job there by Cam Undercutting.
And a whistle, and a five-second call is called, and Mountain Home will retain possession. Just a tick over 4 minutes left in the first period. Lady Bombers lead 9-0. Husky to throw in.
Lady Bobcats with a full court press here.
Waymeyer met by a double team. Now to Husky in the center of the floor. Husky driving along the left sideline. Skips it to Mullen. Mullen driving along the right sideline. Back to Husky between the circles. Husky to the left side, Jackson into Wilbur on the left block. Wilbur to the spin move through traffic, kicks it out. Cameron Mullen for three. Got it! Cameron Mullen from downtown. Lady Bombers coming out hot. 12-0 our score.
Good inside-outside game. That's how you beat that zone right there.
Monica Chafin ready to check in for Mountain Home. Double team by the Lady Bombers as it's sent ahead to Merkel. Merkel driving, kicks it out. Got tapped away by Husky, but it's picked up by Flippin. Flipping with the basketball now. Wire up top three by Alexander. Short, and it's picked up by Wilbur. Scramble for the loose ball. Lady Bombers diving for it along with Flippin, and a whistle and a jump ball, and it's going to stay with Flippin.
Yeah, I think if Coach Leonard could have drawn out a script for tonight's game, how he wants it to start,
that's a good start.
He wants, this is exactly what he drew out. Good pressure defense without fouling, hitting the open shots, nice inside-outside game. Perfection is what we're doing right now.
So Flippin with the ball again. 3:03 left in the first quarter. Scramble for the loose ball. Picked up by Mullen. Mullen pushing ahead. 4-on-1. Driving toward the rim with the right hand. Layup is missed. Picked up by Wilbur. Knocked away again. Kicks it out right to Husky. Husky up top. Three-pointer on the way by Jackson. Missed left. Right to Wilbur's hands. Wilbur puts it in off the glass and good. Emma Wilbur puts it in, and it's 14-0 Mountain Home. And it's knocked away. Picked up by Mountain Home again. There's a scramble for the loose ball. Diving for it's Wilbur. Head to Kate Jackson. Jackson pushing ahead. A whistle and a carry is called. Don't see that called often, do you?
No, you don't. But the trail official was right behind her. He could see that hand cup up underneath and do that over the top of the ball there.
And we have a whistle and a timeout on the floor. Coach Greenhall wants to talk about it. We'll take one with him. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student-athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Back here in the hangar, Lady Bombers lead 14-0, 2:25 left in this first period of action. Had two good first games here in the hangar, the first day of the Ultimate Auto Group basketball tournament. As ball's thrown ahead, pushed ahead to Rackley guarded by Wilbur. Great defense from Wilbur. Thought about a three, a whistle, and an offensive foul is called.
Going to call an illegal screen, it looked like there. Screener tried to come in and back her way out.
It's going to go on Allie Downs. Be her first, team second, as Amelia Rucker and Lauren Waymire, along with Annie Norcross, ready to check in here. Husky between the circles. 2:05 left in the first period of action. Mullen now to the corner. Wilbur inside to Chafin. Chafin on the right block. Goes through traffic. Off the window. Won't go. Wilbur was in there for the offensive rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds. Picked up by Flippin.
Great job by Emma Wilbur. One, Monica took the ball strong to the hole. Went through that. Emma Wilbur came flying in from the top of the key. Got her hands on the ball. Almost got a hold of it there. That's great aggressiveness there by Emma.
Absolutely. Flippin ready to throw in now. Almost knocked away by Husky. Husky got another hand on it, and a whistle and a foul.
Tough foul there on Kate. She was kind of a hustle foul. The scrum looked like it was knocked away. She was going to go to the hoop and kind of got caught running into the Flippin player there.
So that's Jackson's first. That'll be the team's second foul. Driving toward the rim. That is Wire. Missed it. Picked up by Mountain Home. Norcross ahead to Husky. Two on one to the rim. Husky driving off the window. Missed it, and there's a foul. And it's going to send Parker Husky to the free throw line. That foul's going to go on Deborah Rackley. Be her first, team's third, as it sends Parker Husky to the free throw line. Two-shot opportunity here. First free throw's missed.
Parker struggled a little bit this year from the free throw line. Normally she's a great free throw shooter, and I think it's kind of in her head right now.
Cameron Mullen ready to check in here. He's going to be replacing Parker Husky. She makes his free throw here. Minute 38 left. Free throw is missed again. Went 0-2 at the line. Offensive rebound right to Norcross. Norcross with a spin move. A lot of contact. No call. Picked ahead by Flippin. Pushed ahead to Wire. Wire off the window. Missed the shot. Picked up by Jackson. Jackson. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Wire got caught looking back at Lauren, who was trailing the play there instead of looking.
Heard footsteps.
Heard footsteps.
Minute 15 left in the first quarter of action. Rucker now to Husky to the right side. Husky bounced it to Jackson. Looked like pass could have picked off. Jackson to the right side. Husky on the right wing. Husky looking. Going to drive to the middle. Picks up her dribble at the nailhead. Norcross tees the three up. Missed it off the back of the iron. Two Lady Bombers flying in for it, but couldn't get it. Picked up by Flippin. Rackley with Rucker on her to the corner. Leniger. Leniger for three. Short. Picked up by Waymire. Waymire ahead to Husky. Two on none. Norcross picks it up off the right block in the window. It's good. Annie Norcross, first bucket of the ball game, and it's 16-0 Mountain Home.
Great move by Annie there to set her feet, pump fake, let the defender go by, then shoot the unassisted block shot there.
Uncontested. There you go. That's the word.
You're the professional here.
You're also pretty good. As a shot is missed by Flippin, and it's picked up again. That is Wire. Hodges missed the shot. Rucker now, 12 on the clock. Husky with it. Down to 10. She's going to walk it up. They're going to take the final shot of the quarter. Down to 5. Down to 4. To 3. Husky driving. She's got to load up the shot. A whistle. And that's the end of the quarter. So that'll do it for the first quarter of action. Lady Bombers out to a 16-0 lead. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
Scott Tabor Shelter Insurance.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers, a family-friendly dental office providing the state of the